Good evening, I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kuzin.
Welcome to a special edition of Consider This, where we want you to consider and then reconsider the news of the day, including what you know of the current political situation and what it means for us. Now, over the next 60 minutes or so, we will be speaking to activists, politicians and experts to make sense of today's developments. Now, today has been particularly interesting. We had the Yang Di-Pertuan Agong ending the second day of interviewing MPs to determine who commands the majority in Dewan Rakyat. We also had Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad's first public address since this political turmoil began 4 days ago. We also heard from Datuk Seri Anwar Ibrahim confirming that Pakatan Harapan has nominated him as the next Prime Minister instead of Dr. Mahathir. Now, that's a lot to process for the day, a lot to consider and reconsider. And to help us do it, we have joining us on the line Professor James Chin, Director of the Asia Institute from the University of Tasmania in Australia. Welcome, James, to the show. Thanks for joining us today. Now, let's begin with Gabungan Parti Sarawak, or GPS, and its 18 members in Dewan Rakyat. So how they leverage or not their potentially pivotal political strength will now have national ramifications as never before. And there have been subtle shifts on the question of who GPS supports. So James, what's your sense of the latest statement? Does GPS support Tun Dr. Mahathir, or is it whomever the Agong chooses?
Right, so the latest statement coming out of GPS is that they will follow the advice of the Agong and they'll probably go with whoever the Agong selects. But they haven't also decided really who they will support. My understanding is that if the chips are down, they'll probably choose Mahathir. But at the present moment, for both Warisan and GPS, I think it's a wait-and-see attitude.
So what do you think is going through the minds of political leaders in Sarawak, James? I mean, what would be the considerations for them?
So the way it works in Sabah and Sarawak is that essentially they always try to go with whoever is in power. Initially, you can see very strong statements from both GPS and Warisan that they'll go with Dr. Mahathir, because from Sunday to Monday, it was quite clear that Mahathir had a support from both sides. So it was very clear that he will carry on as the Prime Minister. So they quickly also jumped to Mahathir's bandwagon. When the thing became a bit more complicated, I think they sort of pulled back and decided that the best thing to do is sort of wait for the dust to settle. It is quite clear that they prefer Mahathir, both Warisan and GPS prefer Mahathir, but they're not very sure which way the wind is blowing.
Okay, so if they're going to sit back and kind of wait till they get more clarity on this, I'm wondering, you know, if this means, what this would mean for the leverage that GPS will have. How much leverage would they have if they say they support either contender and they're going to wait for Agong's pick? How much leverage then does GPS really have in pushing its more Sarawak-based agenda?
It's not a question of leverage. With horse trading, basically, you go around counting the numbers. So it is my understanding that initially they get the support of Mahathir. So you have to work on the assumption that when Mahathir starts doing the numbers, in terms of numbers game, he will count the GPS and the Warisan as part of his numbers. I'm not sure that Anwar will count GPS and Warisan. I'm sure he has made overtures to them. But I think because the thing is so fluid right now, I think the leaders of North Sabah and Sarawak are sort of sitting in the middle, trying to find out who has the upper hand. And that's the reason why they've been coming up with neutral statements saying that they will wait for the Agong. I think the important thing to remember is that Sabah and Sarawak counts were about 66. So they are sort of a crucial pack in the sense that if you can get a majority on the peninsula side, Sabah and Sarawak will really help you get a two-thirds majority.
What about the question of the different visions that now the two main contenders have about the future of Malaysia? Dr. Mahathir saying he wants to put aside political parties, he wants the ability to choose his own technocratic or merit-based or a non-partisan cabinet versus the Pakatan, kind of much more kind of conventional parliamentary mode in terms of putting a government together. Do you think that will make a difference in terms of how the chips will fall?
I think you're giving too much credit to the politicians in Sabah and Sarawak. I think they look at it purely from the perspective of power play. All those things are really not that important. I think what is important is that who's going to be the prime minister, what is the shape of the majority, and what can Sabah and Sarawak get out of this new relationship. I don't think they worry about things like whether it will be a unity government, whether it will be a coalition-style government. What they really want to know is clarity. They want to know who's going to be in charge.
Okay, but let's say they go with Anwar Ibrahim and the Pakatan Harapan. Will this produce problems for the Sarawak GPS because of the existence of Sarawak-based Pakatan parties? How will GPS support the federal government at the same time be in opposition with their rivals?
No, what will happen is that if, for example, Anwar is successful and GPS, they probably will not join Pakatan, but they'll do some sort of deal similar to Warisan. They'll just become an ally of Pakatan. If that were to happen, essentially it means that there'll be status quo in Sarawak. GPS will carry on ruling in Sarawak and there won't be a real contest in the next state election.
And how do you think, James, that all of this could impact the upcoming state elections in Sarawak?
So, as I mentioned, if Anwar or Mahathir becomes Prime Minister and GPS decided to support either one, what will happen in Sarawak is that you basically have a status quo. So, if GPS becomes a formal member of the ruling party, then it's obvious that, you know, if it is a PH government, then there's no opposition in Sarawak. If it is not a PH government, then probably PH will fight the GPS as part of the federal government.
James, I mean, we move away from political leaders and the kind of considerations they have. What about, what do you know of Sarawakians themselves or Sabahans when they watch this this contest, this present crisis? Is it something they feel strongly about or do they see it as a kind of drama happening from the other side of the South China Sea?
Essentially, for the ordinary person in Sabah and Sarawak, they don't really care about this. What they care is that they want the state governments to use this as a leverage to get more out of Malaya. In other words, they want to use this as a leverage to get the maximum concessions under the Malaysia Agreement and also for some other stuff as well. So essentially, they see this as a power play between the political parties in the peninsula, Malaysia, and it's got nothing to do with Sabah and Sarawak.
Okay, on that note, James, what kind of concessions, what kind of maximum concessions could Sarawakian parties likely push for in the short term? Could we be looking at perhaps a Deputy Prime Minister position being asked for?
Sure. I mean, everything is on the table. But as I said, because the situation is so fluid, I don't think this sort of thing will be discussed. It's more like, you know, you come and join me. If I'm successful, then we'll talk, rather than laying out in details exactly what I'll be getting.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight, James. Really appreciate you sharing your insights. Right now things are very fluid, but we'll probably check back in with you once we know a little bit more about what's happening in terms of the numbers and Agong's pick and his decision. Thank you for joining us on the line, James. We're going to take a quick break and be back with more on Consider This. So stay tuned.